Well, I guess if you can, and I understand that because there is a pending prosecution and the investigation is open, if you could, in your words, basically tell us what happened.
Well,
It started in 2010. That's why we're like, God, how far back do you want to
well,
go?
what happened? Have you seen our Facebook post?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so the history there of our, efforts to stop his cub petting and the lawsuit are there. He's made these threats online over a period of years, starting as far back as 2010. The more recent time frames, all I can say to you is that there was a point at which we were informed by law enforcement that there was an active investigation. And that's, that it wasn't just online threats, that he was trying to take some actual action. And that's really all we can say about that.
Okay, and I guess for background, just to understand this better, when when he got all this attention for his run for president, and then later as governor, he was kind of known Joe Exotic, like he had all these tigers, and then I understand you're involved with Tiger Rescue. What's been the relationship? I understand it's been a contentious one.
We are a sanctuary. Okay? We take in abused and abandoned animals and give them a life for home.
Home for
Joe,
life.
Joe, home for life. Joe operated what we refer to as a roadside zoo, and in particular, one that did cub petting, where they're constantly breeding these cubs, ripping them from the mothers at birth, which is just a torment to the mother and the cub. The cubs are deprived of sleep. We have, for years, we've collected undercover video of these people, Joe and others, punching cubs in the face and physically punishing them. They're deprived of sleep, sometimes deprived of food in order to make them want the bottle, which will help them hold still while the people pet them. And it's really a scam because people are led to believe this somehow helps conservation, and people don't think about it. Here's this adorable tiger cub. Who wouldn't want to pet it and hold it and take a picture with it? But what they don't realize is the miserable life this creates for the cub. And then a few months later, there's no tracking of what happens to these cubs. Many of them end up in miserable conditions. Nobody knows how many of them die during the process or after they're no longer usable as cubs.
So anybody who would treat a tiger cub or a lion cub that way, you can imagine that they have no respect for life, human or otherwise.
Yeah, so a big part of our mission has been to try to build awareness of this and stop it from happening. And so, it's that's the huge difference between what he was doing and what we do.
And you guys are located, and you're a considerable distance apart. So do you guys operate and look into these types of operations nationwide, worldwide?
Mostly nationwide, but we're active in conservation efforts worldwide. We help fund some of the conservation projects around the world. We, a few years ago, rescued a tiger from Peru after Peru passed a law banning having tigers in the circus. And we're right now working in a similar situation where Guatemala passed such a law, and we're working to import three tigers from Guatemala.
U.S. is just so far behind these other countries that have already seen that there's just no humane way to keep tigers in a traveling act.
Yeah, I think what was the big news recently is that, animal crackers decided not to have bars on their box. I think that's.
Don't you love that? We just love that.
Well, and it's a sign of a rapidly growing trend. You're seeing more and more designers not use real fur. That trend has been growing at an accelerating rate. In fact, just this week,
Burberry.
Burberry, was added to that list. You're seeing places like the dating service Tinder saying we don't want to see tiger selfies, recognizing. And what's really encouraging to us is these are mainstream places. This isn't just some animal publication.
Yeah, I mean, people are. I mean, there's been, you know, I was raised, you know, we go to the zoo, we go to the circus, we see the animals do the tricks, and we have fun, we eat some cotton candy, and we leave. But you think now that people are kind of getting the message that, you know, something does happen to these, like in Joe's case, something does happen to these cubs. They actually end up somewhere. Okay. Yeah, well, I guess, you know, I guess, you know, if considering with this long history, I was just curious as to what you guys thought when, you know, he was trying to run for president.
We would not have voted for him. Joe, I think, this is a personal opinion, that the primary thing that drives Joe Schreibogel is the need for attention. And the whole thing with the Tigers was you know, based on that drive for attention. You know, the running for president was ridiculous. He first went online saying he wanted Donald Trump to visit with him, and then when Donald Trump wouldn't visit and somebody said, why don't you run online, he said, gee, why don't I run? And it just was a way for him to get all kinds of attention.
Yeah, I can.
Unless you thought he was a serious candidate.
As someone who's, you know, spent a lot of time covering politics, I just, if anything, I really didn't think he had the financial backing to get where he wanted to be.
That was probably one of the deficiencies.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to thank you for your time, and I don't want to keep you too long, considering I know that everything's so fresh, and, you know, the Department of Justice is involved, you know, and other federal agencies. But I guess for people, you know, that may have come to know Joe Exotic just through headlines or podcast experiences and stuff like that, what do you think is an important thing that people should know?
I think the most important thing is that he's not just one crazy bad apple. This industry is full of people like him who exploit and abuse wild animals for their own gain. And anybody who would do that to a cub is the kind of person who would have no respect for human life either. So I really hope the overarching message is that people understand that these wild animals should not be treated this way, and that the industry that does treat them this way are full of people like him.